Welcome to the Empowered Embodiment Podcast. I am your host, Robin LaCombra. In this podcast, we explore all the feels in their full spectrum. Movements, both physical and social. Creativity, advocacy, belief systems, ambition, community care. Creating cultures of compassion where more folks feel like they truly belong. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being down to do the work. Let's do this. Hello, sweet humans, and welcome to this episode of Empowered Embodiment. In this episode, I'm just going to ramble, speak off the cuff about something I say often and something I've been thinking about a lot recently. You can't overcome what you won't admit is there. You can't overcome what you won't admit is there. When I first said this to myself, I had left a doctor's appointment. And the doctor shared with me that I have a congenital thing happening in my spine, which was the cause of my chronic pain since I was a kid. And up until that point, until the words chronic pain left the doctor's lips, I never acknowledged that I lived with chronic pain, even though I lived with persistent pain. And it was a light bulb moment for me to be like, oh, what was my reluctance to admitting that that was a thing, to acknowledging that that was a thing. And then I just saw how this phrase, you can't admit what you, or you can't overcome what you won't admit is there, something that applies to so many aspects of our life. Like, if you don't admit that you have pain in your body or that you have an injury, then how are you going to address, deal, heal the injury? And then if we telescope out and think about our relationships with folks, society, and the current climate that we find ourselves in, still in a global pandemic, and this really strong push for folks to wake up to systemic racism and systemic oppression, and growing conversations, growing discourse around racism and oppression. Listen, if we can't admit that systemic racism, systemic oppression is a thing, then how are we going to overcome it? Right? If you can't admit that you have internalized systems of oppression, internalized systems of racism within you that drive these unconscious biases within you, then how are you going to overcome them? How are you going to unpack them, dismantle them, and learn a new way forward, learn a more considerate, compassionate way of relating, of behaving, of believing? So yeah, you can't overcome what you won't admit is there. We need to name that these things are truths, and that these things are truths within us, and that just because we are naming that these truths are within us, that we have unconscious harmful biases, it doesn't mean that we're bad people. It just means that we have unconscious harmful biases. The two can be true. You can be a good person that helps people and causes harm. Humans are harmful. It's an undeniable fact that humans cause harm. We've caused harm to each other. We cause harm to ourselves. We've caused harm to the planet. We're a harmful species. And so if we can stop putting energy into denying that we are harmful, then we can start putting energy towards mitigating the harm that we cause, towards putting practices and systems in place so that we cause less harm. Humans are harmful. And if you can admit that you are a harmful human being, then you can start to take action towards being less harmful. you can be a good person and you can cause harm. The two aren't mutually exclusive. And so why am I bringing this up? Well, I've been involved in many conversations, both group and individual, lately around my Sharing Privilege course, which talks about how we can build cultures of compassion and how we can run our businesses and our lives and our services that are more grounded in inclusion and acceptance. And sometimes I get some resistance being like, oh, but I'm a good person. Oh, but I help people. Oh, but that person says that it's okay. So can we, as humans, start to strengthen our muscle of active listening and receiving feedback? Knowing that when we receive feedback and when we can be in the seat of active listening, that it allows us to collect more data. And when we can hold space for more data, we can move forward in a more informed way. Our choices, our behaviors, our beliefs, our actions can be more informed by more data. But if you are resistant to feedback, and if you shut down conversations or ideas that you might have caused harm, then guess what? You cause more harm. In spending time convincing people that you aren't harmful, you are potentially causing more harm. This is the age of a reckoning. Cancel culture is really strong. People are getting called in, called out, called forth, whatever language you want to use around it. And rather than resisting the canceling, or rather than enforcing the canceling, it goes both ways, can we push forth I've been calling it the age of accountability. Can we push forth accountability? Can we hold each other accountable? Can we hold ourselves accountable? Right? Where we're acknowledging what is there, the hard stuff, the stuff that we don't want to look at, so that we can decide, is this a behavior that I want to maintain? Is this a belief that limits? Is this a belief that connects? Is this a belief that, sparks joy, if we were to take it back to the KonMari method? And unless you take the time to reflect and take inventory and collect that data, then we're living unconsciously. And when we're living unconsciously, it's being driven by unconscious biases that are internalized systems of oppression and racism. And then guess what? That causes harm. So that's really all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say, you can't overcome what you won't admit is there. So what are you afraid to admit? What are you afraid to look at? What are you resisting? And just because you explore what you're resisting doesn't mean that you have to stop resisting it. It just means get curious for a hot second. Get curious for a minute. Sit with that resistance. Where is it rooted? What biases are driving it? What memories are driving it? And do you want to continue that program? And maybe you do, and then that's your choice. But maybe you don't, and then you get to take agency over it. So just because you sit with resistance or sit with a thing that you're denying doesn't mean that that's necessarily meaning that you've got to change the thing. But at least now you're having agency. You're taking agency over whether you want to keep the thing, you want to keep the bias, you want to keep that program running, or do you want to switch up the program? Yeah, so sit with the things, an invitation to sit with the things that you don't want to sit with. And even if it's just for a couple breaths, knowing that you can revisit it again, knowing that you can write and journal about it, and you can take pause, you can set boundaries around it, you can titrate in and out so that you are within your capacity of tolerance. But the hope is that you've got practices that help you expand your capacity for tolerance so that you can sit with the uncomfortable things for longer. meaning you get to collect the data of those uncomfortable sensations for longer. And the longer that you can sit with it, the more information you can collect, the clearer you can become, the more clear, the more optimal the roadmap you get to create around overcoming the thing you need to overcome. So what are you resisting? And wouldn't you rather overcome? Invitation to think about that. If you haven't already listened to my previous episode with Counselor Narinder Nan, in that podcast, she shared one of her practices when she enters council meetings or when she knows that she's going to be in a difficult conversation. She sits with her fear, anxiety, and critic. You know, she meets with them. The things that we often try to avoid, she actively engages them to be like, all right, fear, what do you got to say? All right, anxiety, what do you got to say? All right, critic, what do you got to say? And can this be a thing, a muscle that we all try to flex a little bit more? Sit with these uncomfortable things. Learn how to receive feedback and not take it personally or manage our reactions. Create a circle of support around us so that we can bravely look at the things that we're afraid to look at and courageously do the work of overcoming. Because listen, if you won't look at the parts of yourself that you have been resisting, then you're being limited by it. Can you liberate yourself from it? And when you can find your personal individual liberation, then you can use that and resource it for collective liberation. Our collective liberation, our collective dismantling of systemic oppression and systemic racism relies on your individual dismantling of your internalized systemic oppression and systemic racism. All of us, all hands on deck. We all need to be engaged in this personal work of individual liberation so that we can all then turn back to the collective and liberate the collective. This is our interdependence. And are you resistant to the idea of our interdependence? And then if you're resistant to the idea of our interdependence, look at that. Look at that. What are you resisting? Well, there it is. I'm sure I could ramble on about this a little bit longer, but I really just felt so compelled to talk about this, especially in this time where probably you are engaged in more discourse around racism, or you're more resistant to discourse around racism and oppression and how you might be complicit. And listen up, all of us are complicit. All of us are complicit in upholding the systems that oppress us. So just because you admit it doesn't mean you're a bad person, but what it does mean is that you are now given the opportunity, the window in, to grow through it, to overcome. So that's my invitation, is to look at the things that you don't want to look at inside of yourself, receive support so that you can bravely do it, and then do the thing. Grow, liberate yourself. And share that liberation with the people around you and beyond. We need you too. So, as you know, I like to end these podcasts with a mindful moment. So wherever you are, just take a moment, and if you can, maybe sit down or just stand still. And if you can, if you feel comfortable with it, close your eyes or affix your gaze on something so that you're not actively seeing. And just notice how your body responds to the idea that you can't overcome what you won't admit is there. How is your body responding to that? How has your body received the past 13 minutes of me rambling? And just notice what reactions, what sensations are present. What charge do you have running through your body? Don't resist it. Just allow it. Get curious about it. Let it be here. Don't judge or manipulate. Just let it be here. Notice your breath. Again, don't judge or manipulate or try to change. Just notice. Strengthen your practice of noticing without categorizing, without manipulating, without needing to fix anything. Compassionate observation. What is here? And with whatever is here, an invitation to say, hi, I see you. I accept you. I feel you. Hi, sensation. Whatever you need to say, I'm listening. You are important. And just feel that. What changes when you hold space with acceptance. And then take a nice big breath. Send your inhale down to your low belly, low back. Expand three-dimensionally. And exhale out the mouth. Twice more like that. Big breath in, fill up. Let the inhales reach all of the spaces your sensations were living. And let your exhales be like an audible hug of compassion for whatever it was that was present. Last breath. This one just for you, however you need it. Sigh it out. There you have it. Peace, 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 everybody. Feel free to connect with me. You can reach me at royolaroyola.com, royolaroyola.com. Contact me through there with any questions or feedback. And yeah, catch you at the next episode. Peace.